Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
The following passage is from an article entitled Blazing with Wakefulness by Reginald Ray, which was in a Tricycle magazine a few years ago. And Reginald Ray was a longtime student of Trungpa Rinpoche, now a teacher in his own right in the Tibetan tradition. Dharma is not about credentials. It's not about how many practices you've done or how peaceful you can make your mind. It's not about being in a community where you feel safe or enjoy the cachet of being Buddhist. It's not even about accumulating teachings, empowerments, or spiritual accomplishments. It's about how naked you're willing to be with your own life and how much you're willing to let go of your masks and your armor and live as a completely exposed and open human person. So I'll just read it one more time. It's about how naked you're willing to be with your own life and how much you're willing to let go of your masks and your armor and live as a completely exposed and open human person. The type of openness that Reginald is describing is absolutely safe because it is not identified with a me, with a self. Being unburdened from the weight of maintaining a specific mask, a certain public face, is actually joyous. Anxiety and tension, fear and defensiveness are gone. There is just a grand openness that connects us to the present moment, to this wonderfully incomprehensible present moment. As we open, we become more fully alive, joining the dance we call life. Now, openness has no location. It seems to be everywhere, having room for anything. There can be thought or no thought. There can be feeling or no feeling. There can be sounds. There can be silence. There can be sadness. There can be joy. Nothing disturbs openness. Joseph Campbell said, "We must be willing to let go of the life we have planned so as to accept the life that's waiting for us." And I think when he said that, he was talking about openness. Rumi wrote, "Your task is not to seek for love," or we could substitute, "Your task is not to seek for openness, but merely to seek and find all the barriers within yourself that you have built against it." This is incredibly profound advice. If we do the work of identifying these barriers, whether they are emotional like anger, greed, fear, desire, or fixed ideas, beliefs, projections, and we then do the work to heal them or soften our attachment to them, we will become our true selves. Free at last, we will fall in love with life. We will fall into life. With the barriers tended to, we will experience the oneness and the diversity of life. We will be open. To have this experience requires us to surrender completely to things as they are, to be free like lilies breaking over dark water, which is a segue into the following poem by Mary Oliver. Inside that mud hive, that gas sponge, that reeking leaf yard, that ripping dream bowl, the leech's flecked and swirling broth of life as rich as Babylon. The fists crack open and the wands of the lilies quicken. They rise like pale poles with their wrapped beaks of lace. One day they tear the surface. The next day they break open over the dark water. And there you are on the shore, fitful and thoughtful, trying to attach them to an idea, some news of your own life. But the lilies are slippery and wild. They're devoid of meaning. They are simply doing from the deepest spurs of their being, what they are impelled to do every summer. And so, dear sorrow, are you. We just have to get out of our own way. And when we break open, we experience what Lou Hartman from the San Francisco Zen Center called radical acceptance. An acceptance of all that is. And it's radical because it goes beyond the mind's daily picking and choosing. We are open to everything, including ourselves. And when our heart is open, we greet the world with curiosity, patience, forgiveness, and compassion. We feel light and joyful. We embrace everything because everything is us. And now a word of caution. Don't cling to this experience if you're lucky enough to have it. It can be very intoxicating. But we all know nothing is permanent. Things are always changing. Our hearts will open and close again and again. We will feel at one and then fall into separation and judgment. This is the way that it is. This is why there is no end to practice, no final state of enlightenment. We just keep sitting, identifying our barriers and allowing ourselves to surrender. Surrender and be open over and over and over again. Thank you.